Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour conference call hosted by Bish Bogle. My name is Bob, the event manager. During the presentation, your lines remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone, and an operator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties this conference is being recorded, and now I'd like to hand over to Bish. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Bob. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining this week's Wessex Safety Hour. As Bob mentioned, my name is Bish Bogle, and I'm one of the senior asset engineers for the Wessex E&P RAM team. Regarding the call this week, I'll probably break it down into four different areas. We'll start off with the incidents, then we'll look at suicide prevention, which is part of the Safety Hour link in the pack. Then I'd like to touch up on safety by design as well. It's more an asset management thing where I think the frontline team can help us with it. And then lastly, I'll look at one of the life-saving rules that relates to driving, which is obey the speed limits. So to start off with the incidents for this week, we had two. First one on the 16th of September in Sanford, and that was an LSR speeding breach, and the alleged offence exceeding 30 mile per hour speed limit, and it was recorded at 37 miles per hour, the location being 8351 Sanford Road, and this incident subject to further investigation. The second one was at Working, and this was a staff accident, road traffic accident. An S&T section manager was in York Road when a vehicle in front of him put their car into reverse and struck the front of the railway vehicle, causing minor damage. There were no injuries, fortunately, and the golden hour was applied. Moving on to the material that we've got now, so the first one is the safety hour link. And on page 8 of that link, we've got the suicide prevention slides. These are the ones I'd discuss in this week's safety hour. But on the South West Trains network, we have recently experienced a number of fatalities and have seen an ever-growing number of suicidal people appearing in the rail environment. And this brief has been designed to act as a reminder of how you can provide assistance and help to help those who are vulnerable on our network. Now, things that you should be able to look out for. So these are people in need, and behaviour that you can look out for would be someone not boarding any trains and waiting on a platform for an extended period of time, which is unusual for the station and train service, or standing alone or isolated, or looking distant or withdrawn, or out of the ordinary appearance, and lastly, awaiting at the extreme ends of the platforms. Now, what can you do to help? Be extra vigilant for those who may be distressed or upset in the railway environment. Look out for anyone acting suspiciously on the platform or loitering in strange places, and make yourself aware of how you can help any individuals in need. Now, if you do come across any of these situations, what should you do if you find someone who is vulnerable? If you feel comfortable and it's safe to do so, go up to the person or ask a colleague or manager to and speak to them directly. Encourage them to talk and listen to them. You can also offer to talk to them in a safer environment. The chances are, and you will help them by giving them an opportunity to talk about their thoughts and feelings. You can also contact the BTP on the Suicide Prevention Hotline on 0300 123 9101. You can refer the individual to the Samaritans on 116 123. And remember, if it's an emergency, you can call 999. Now, there are some training opportunities to help you in these situations. First one we've got here is the Managing Suicidal Contacts course. Now, this course is available for all frontline staff to attend. Here, the course provides the tools and knowledge you need to help distinguish a vulnerable person and work out how best to help them in the relevant environment. Contact the training department for more information and to book onto one of these courses. There's also a learning pool. If you would like more information on how you can help these individuals, you can access the National Suicide Prevention Steering Group Learning Tool, and there's a web link to that. The website provides you with a variety of videos with advice on how you can provide assistance to vulnerable people. You just need to create a login using your Railway email address, and you'll be able to use that tool. Further information as well, if you have seen or experienced something distressing, are worried or concerned, or have been affected by the issues raised in the films, you can speak to your line manager or occupational health or support organisation like the Samaritans or Right Management on 0800 111 6387. Moving on to the next area that I'd like to talk about, that's safety by design. So I mentioned earlier, this is where we can get the frontline staff to help us. The reason why I say that is when we have projects coming up which are, say, like-for-like renewals or enhancements, so according to CDM regulations, yes, the designer is responsible for taking out any risk that's there, and the design provided will be ideally risk-free. If not, there should be a mitigation in place against that risk. But then, past few months, I've had a look at a couple of designs where that wasn't the case. So the design being recommended had, say for instance, an area where they were introducing confined space working. There was also one instance where there was switchgear being installed and there was a ledge that would have been provided for the staff to stand on and operate the switchgear. But then the ledge was anyone with more than like size 6 shoe size when they fit on it. So that's more of a hazard rather than a design help for that particular switchgear. So this is more just putting it out there to the frontline people that you are the eyes and ears for us as the managers here. So if you do come across any situations where you feel that your current conditions demand that there is a risk there that should be taken out, by all means, please raise it to your disciplined asset managers who can surely look into it. And when we are devising the PRSs for any new work, project requirement specs for any new work coming up, we can take that into consideration. And it's not guaranteed that that risk will be taken out, but surely we can mitigate that risk and reduce any chances of any safety hazards that are on our infrastructure, taking them out. Moving on to the next bit, that's the life-saving rules, and this one's for in specific regarding the obey the speed limit. Now, a member of my family, my wife, recently got done for speeding, and she had to go on a speed awareness course. And something that came out of the speed awareness course that made me think, right, it is important that we follow the speed limit. It's not just about avoiding fines, it's about being safe. My example that was given in the course was, if you're driving at 30 miles an hour, the recommended stopping distance is 23 meters. Now, if you're at 30 miles an hour, you will be able to stop within that distance and you won't hit anyone. Just by driving at 32 miles an hour, you won't be able to stop within that distance and you will hit someone at 11 miles an hour. Now, the speed at which you hit someone goes up exponentially from there. And just made me think, it's more of a behavior change. Amount of times people just say, oh yeah, I'm just driving 10% over the speed limit, so I'll be fine. But then again, that's the behavior where you're just trying to avoid a fine, you're not being safe. The behavior needs to be, it's 30 for a reason, you need to stick to the speed limits. So, emphasizing the point, follow the speed limits and we'll all be safe. There is another link, this is regarding an incident that happened at the Bracknell substation, one of the enhancement projects, the Reading Kencar project. I'll just go through the sheet that the contractor has provided. What happened? During the works on Sunday, 25th of September to move the section gap in the conductor rail at Bracknell, and installer discovered that the bus bar in the substation he was about to work on was still live when he carried out his test before touch test. Although a wrap-out had been completed of the breakers and substation, the outage for the rectifier had not been taken. Now, the impact of this incident could have been a fatality, could have resulted had the installer come into contact with the live electrical equipment. A good thing that did the test before touch test. In this event, no injuries were sustained because the installer followed the network rail life-saving rules. The actions, the ETE/ETM works requiring isolation were stood down on site until the outage of the rectifier was taken. A telephone conference was arranged between network rail, Osborne's and supply chain to determine if the works could safely continue on site. Communications and arrangements to be reviewed for future works requiring rackouts, rectifier outages. It is under investigation and areas of further investigation are like planning process or rackout, rectifier outages, competence of level A, level B staff, and familiarity with equipment being worked on, and adequacy of documentation to ensure planned works are completed as expected. I think that's all I've got to say for this week's safety hour. Now, Bob, can you open up the lines for Q&A, please?
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key, just ensuring that your line is not on mute at that time. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you'll be advised when to ask your question, and all other lines remain on listen only. So, just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key. Thank you. There are no questions in the queue at the moment, so again, just to remind you, if you do wish to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key. Thank you. And we do have a question emerging, and that question comes from the line of go ahead.
Yeah, hello. It's more a comment than a question, really. I appreciate when somebody breaks a life-saving rule, we have an investigation and it's noteworthy, etc. I just thought that incident at Bracknell substation, I thought it was really excellent that the person concerned tested before touch, he did what he was meant to do, and it saved his life. So following that rule was a life-saving rule put into practice, and it saved his life. And I just think that's amazing that, you know, this guy, this person followed the rules and he saved his life. If he hadn't followed the rules, he would have lost, you know, had life-changing injuries, if not lost his life. Now, we've got to dig into why the outage for the rectifier hadn't been taken. That is absolutely important, and we make sure that never happens again. But the fact that the person tested before touch and it saved his life, I think that's really great, and is a great example of reinforcing why we have our rules, and this person's life was saved by that rule. So that's really great. That's all I really wanted to say. I mean, I don't understand how the outage for the rectifier wasn't taken, and I suppose that would be subject to the investigation and confusion or something that's set in there, and we need to eliminate that. But the fact that that person tested before touch and it saved their life is really great.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
Thank you. We have no further questions emerging. So again, just remind you, if you do wish to ask a question, just key star then one on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. Thank you. And we have no further questions emerging, so if I can hand back to you, Bish. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. But if there's no further questions, then thank you all for joining this call, and be safe. Thanks.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and enjoy the rest of your day.